The RCMP continues to have a vacancy rate greater than 20% in British Columbia because of positions that are not filled and officers on leave. But Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald, the head of the RCMP in BC, said the situation is improving. Unfilled positions stand at 9% or more and another 13.5% of officers are on leave, according to the latest figures that McDonald provided to Post Media this week. BC has 7,350 or more authorized positions for RCMP officers involved in federal, provincial and municipal policing. The vacancy rate is similar to the situation the force was in at the end of November 2022, nearly 18 months ago. McDonald said the biggest factor is recent changes that allow experienced and new recruits hired in BC to be posted back to this province and to have more say where they are posted after completing training. "That's a big difference from when new officers had little idea or choice where they would go in Canada," said McDonald. "That significantly changed the recruiting picture for us. When we made that change last May to June, our applications in the province went up 400% literally within the first month," said McDonald. "Recent increases in wages have also helped," said McDonald. The RCMP Union, the National Police Federation, which represents about 20,000 officers, has won wage increases, including a recent arbitration decision that provides an 8% hike over 2 years. It has brought RCMP wages in line with other police forces in Canada. McDonald said that for the first time in several years there has been an increase in the number of officers in BC, and the number of officers retiring dropped to about 250 last year from a high of 350 annually. BC is also benefiting from more recruits flowing through the RCMP Training Center in Saskatchewan after the numbers dropped significantly during the COVID-19 pandemic, he said. A program that allows experienced officers to join the force quickly without having to go through the 6 months recruit training is also helping. Last year, 92 officers were hired in BC through that program, said McDonald. The RCMP is also getting a boost from $230 million announced by the BC government in late 2022 to hire an additional 256 RCMP officers over 3 years to carry out provincial duties including patrolling highways, serving in smaller and remote communities, and investigating major crimes. BC Public Safety Ministry officials said that progress is being made with 59 officers and 30 public service employees hired as of March 2024 to boost RCMP staffing under that funding boost. Still, with 9.0 to 9.5% of permanent positions not filled, that means about 660 to 700 positions are vacant. Another nearly 1,000 officers are on leave, including for maternity and paternity leave, short and long-term sick leave due to illness and injuries, suspensions and leave without pay. The RCMP provides 3 levels of policing in BC and has the largest number of Mounties of any province. RCMP staffing shortages are an issue across the country, as well as for other police forces. The RCMP has federal force members in BC that provide services in areas such as organized crime and national security, as well as providing officers for the provincial force and to more than 140 municipalities, including communities such as Surrey, Burnaby and Richmond. McDonald said there are more unfilled positions in federal policing services than at the provincial and municipal level, although he did not have a breakdown of those numbers. "Despite the vacancies, there are no challenges the RCMP force has not been able to meet," said McDonald. "I'm very confident we have never fallen below the standard of the province has set for adequate and effective policing," he said. "There have been some challenges in supplying officers in rural and remote areas, with housing availability sometimes a problem. Those gaps can be filled with officers from the RCMP's provincial support team who can go into communities for short periods of time," said McDonald. Policing has been in the spotlight in BC recently for several reasons, including because of questions about the long-term future of RCMP contract policing for provinces and municipalities and the bitter dispute over the move to a municipal force in Surrey to replace the RCMP. McDonald said Surrey's transition to the municipal force, where 587 remaining RCMP officers are to be replaced, does not give the force the ability to provide a quick fix to BC vacancies because the transition is moving slowly. It's not like next week we are going to have 587 people to put throughout the province, he said. Of those RCMP officers in Surrey that have moved already, about 90% chose to stay in BC, McDonald said.